Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, April 9th, 2025. First up today is an event happening this week over 2 days, and both days are almost sold out. So if this piques your interest, be sure to double check about the tickets.
All right. Well, hi, Amy, and hi, everyone listening this morning. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Madeline Bougeau-Hart, and I'm the writer and maker and performer of a new experimental devised theater work underneath the Countercurrent Theater Company. And it's so devising. I know that's an unfamiliar word to some people, but that just means it's a fresh and original piece of work. And it's called My Boyfriend Bonhoeffer. It is all about a man named Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was historically a prophet, a pastor, and a spy living under the oppressive Third Reich regime. It's also an imagined romance between me and Dietrich Bonhoeffer. There's a story behind it, but you have to come to the show to find out what that story is. And I've been saying thus, it's part pillow talk, part ghost story, and it explores what it means to be faithful and what it means to do the right thing amidst impossible circumstances. I'm feeling particularly excited, energized about this piece just because of our current reality that we're all living through. And I know I certainly am looking for someone to walk alongside who has done this before so that we can practice something different and something courageous amidst very confusing and chaotic and frightening times. The show is only 2 showings right now, Thursday, April 10th, and Friday, April 11th at 7 p.m. at Studio 111 in Belfast. That's the Countercurrent Studio. It's in the old Opera House. Beautiful space. Very lucky to be performing in it. And tickets are going quickly, but they can still be found at www.becountercurrent.com. And yeah, looking forward to seeing you all and sharing this exciting new work with you.
That website again is becountercurrent.com. A statewide anti-war coalition will bring their monthly protest to Ellsworth this coming Saturday. Organizers say, quote, "The people in Gaza are suffering more than ever as Israel bombs their tents, hospitals, ambulances, and journalists' vehicles after cutting off all aid and shipments for weeks. Zionist violence against populations in the West Bank has also escalated dramatically, all with U.S. support and complicity," end quote. And their list of demands reads, quote, "Peace in Ukraine, no weapons, no money for the Ukraine war, abolish NATO and U.S. militarism and sanctions, fund people's needs, not the war machine, no war with China, protect Earth's environment from the deadly insult of war, and U.S. aid to racist apartheid Israel, fight racism and bigotry, not war, U.S. hands off Haiti, and end AFRICOM," end quote. That protest will be happening at the intersection of Main and High Street in Ellsworth on Saturday, starting at 1:30 p.m. Organizers say bring your own signs and banners or use theirs. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.